95 FM Shreveport Greenwood, 100.1 FM Lake Charles, and KQJO, 99.3 FM St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. Before your presence with thanksgiving. We come before your presence with praise. We thank you, Lord God, for this day and the many manifold blessings you bestowed upon us. We pray now, Lord God, it is a time and it is a season for men to look to you for all the things that you have said, affirmed, declared, and decreed for us to know. And now, Father,
because it is preaching time. We enter ourselves out to you, Lord, in a special way. We pray by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say, and then do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you are worthy to be praised. It is in Jesus' name and for his sake we pray. And all of God's children said, amen. Giving honor to God, to my brothers and sisters in the ministry, Minister Cotton, Minister Weston, to you, the Antioch family, those that are visiting with us, as well as those that are listening by Radio Paradise Ministry, we greet you once again in the blessed name of our Lord and blessed Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from Proverbs, the 25th chapter, verses 2 and 3. Proverbs 25, verses 2 and 3. And we have it on our screen. And when you have found it, say amen. Where we find these words which are recorded. It is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings is to search out a matter. The heavens for height and the earth for depth, and the heart of kings is unsearchable. Thank you. You may be seated. I want to use for a topic this morning, hidden within you. Hidden within you. Over the last several weeks, we've been talking and using a topic of the word hidden, and we have shared how God has the unique ability of hiding things. Several weeks ago, we shared how Jesus was hidden in Egypt for a certain period of time as a child. And then we shared on Sunday, last Sunday, how God has a way of hiding his word. Thy word have I hid in thy heart. And today we want to talk about what's hidden within you. What is hidden within you is a desire to have and know the Lord God. What is hidden within you is a desire to have a personal relationship with the Lord. And when we discover how God has a unique ability to hide things, we can see how adaptable you and I are because we learned how to do it instinctively in games that we play. We think about the 7.5 billion people in the world. All have the opportunity to have a relationship with the Lord. God has placed within man what is called a conscience. And that conscience speaks directly to our hearts. What was hidden can now be revealed from the heart. What is in us will ultimately come out of us. That word hidden, my brothers and sisters, is defined as to keep out of sight or to conceal. One would ask the defining question, what are we hiding or what are we concealing? What is God hiding and what is God sealing in a prophetic day, in a prophetic time? One would say, I don't understand the things that have transpired or the things that are occurring in life. But the Lord says, if you look at the book of Revelation, everything that is concealed have been written there. If you would just search it out and seek out a matter. When we think about that word hidden, it can also be invisible or unseen. And when we think about that, one of the things that we have learned about God is that God has a unique ability to hide things for a specific period of time. And there are times that God can hide things in order to promote us. And when I say that, you have to understand how God has a way of structuring and moving things in a systemic and a systematic way in order to accomplish his goal and objective for each and every one of our lives. When we think about how God has that ability to hide things, he hides it from the enemy, but he also promotes you and I in such a way that the enemy is baffled by how it came to pass. Yeah, yeah. I just shared with you, I spoke to a pastor the other day. Some of you saw me speaking with him, and we walked around the corner, and we were hidden from those that were there. But in that conversation, I was being revealed information that ultimately came to pass because what was shared with me was a letter that came the very next day from the bank. God has a unique ability to put us in certain places at a certain time to receive certain information for what he's about to do. So I have learned how God is working on our behalf to promote us. My brother and sister, David was hidden in a pasture with sheep when God sent Samuel to anoint him king. And what this tells us is that it does not matter where you are, God can find you. It doesn't matter what your circumstances is. It doesn't matter what your condition may be. When God has his hand on you, that's why he's omnipresent. He can find you. Because no matter how far we try to run from him, God's presence is right there with us. I did share with you, I ran for almost 12 years before I entered the ministry. And even when I ran for 12 years, churches was offering me pastorship in Dallas and Garland, Texas. And at the time, I didn't feel qualified, but God had a specific time and a purpose for what he was about to do. In other words, God at times have to allow us to experience what our free will will do. In spite of it, it is in contrast with his will. But God will never violate our free will. We just delay what God has in store because what God has in store will ultimately come to pass. Is there anybody who knows what I'm talking about? In Proverbs 25, it states, "It is the glory of God to conceal a matter. To search out a matter is the glory of kings." One of the questions is, what is the glory of God? The glory of God is his fame. It is his recognition. It is his prominence, his reputation, and his distinction. I don't have much of that, but I know God does. He is the maker, the creator, the sustainer of all things. He is the ruler of all things. He is the infinite that became finite. He is the transcendent that became immanent. He is our water when we are thirsty. He is our food when we are hungry. He is our shelter in a time of storm. God has fame. He is the lion of the tribe of Judah. He is all that we need today, tomorrow, and forevermore. His reputation is known to the Jews, to the Gentiles, and also to an entire world. The world bowed down before him. Heaven and earth adore him. He is an awesome God, a mighty God. He is a victorious God. He is a distinctive God. There's nobody like him, nobody that can compare to him. Nobody even can imagine what he looks like. Because he told Moses, "I am that I am." What kind of God is it that is around us? What kind of God is it who knows it all? What kind of God is it who have all power? What kind of God is it that can do all things? He is the God of yesterday, today, and forevermore. That's who we serve today. Moses understood it because he said when he asked the question, "Who shall I say this God is who's taken me at Mount Sinai, who's talking to me, who's giving me his law, his precept, and his concept?" He said, "Go back to my people and say, I am that I am. I am all that you need to know about me, because when the world asks the question of me, I show up. When the world doubts me, I'm showing up. When the world rejects me, I show up." Why? Because I am that I am. Antioch, because God is outside of time and space.